How did you get into it, and why are you on TikTok?
Oh, well, it started one day back in 2018 when I was bored.
Yeah.
And I think, as with everyone, you download the app when you're bored and you just get addicted to it. And then it's just something that you can't put down. It's just insanely addictive.
What do you think attributed to your success? Because you're quite a big, you're verified, you're considered on TikTok as a popular creator. What do you think added to that success?
I did get involved with the South African TikTok Creators Group. And I was working with the company for a while. But I think just, you know, creating content that's original and obviously trying to stick to the popular trends that are going around.
All right. And then one last question before I let you go. Do you think there's a lot of longevity on it, or do you think it's going to be like Vine, where it's here for a couple of years and then, well, let's move on to Instagram again?
Keep mine the hardy dog. with TikTok, I do feel like it's a lot like Vine in the sense that it's the thing that's going to blow up very quickly and then it's sort of going to fizzle out.
Mm.
But it's fun for the time being, so why not enjoy it while it's
there? Listen, go secure the bag out there. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Alrighty, thank
you. That's Jenna Lord. She's considered a popular creator. Literally says that, popular creator on TikTok. Keep the voice notes coming. 082-550-5151. We are unfiltered. Anything goes. Matt Carson's Hi.
This is our own situational hazard waiting to happen. And I hope to God and the devil that it doesn't end now. And it's always